insecurity is the lack of consistent access to enough food for every person in a household to live an active, healthy life. And so sometimes it can be a temporary situation, or for a family, it can last for a long time. Inflation has really exacerbated food insecurity. In Colorado, 1 in 10 children are facing food insecurity, and 1 in 8 children are food insecure throughout the United States. So that's 5.5 million children in the U.S. that live in households that experience food insecurity. So we have done this for several years, and our work has become critical in the past few years, actually, as many families experience food insecurity for the very first time in their lives.
In addition to giving out food at the event next Thursday, you're also giving out backpacks full of school supplies. Tell me about that.
Yes. So according to recent research, the average parent will spend over $120 on school supplies. And every year before school starts, families get a notice of all the different school supplies that they are supposed to bring to the classroom. And it's not possible for all families to budget that when they're already stretched with the higher cost of living. So when you can't decide between an energy bill and rent, a backpack with school supplies is really difficult. So we're working to help fill that gap. And each family will receive backpacks containing essential school supplies, along with a 25-pound box of food, 15-pound box of hygiene essentials, and additional donated food from each of the participating Colorado Natural brands. And it can mean that a parent can sleep at night. It means that a child is going to go to school with confidence, feeling as though they're not an outcast because they don't even have a pencil. They're going to have all the supplies they need to start off school on a good foot.
I know you've been doing this for several years. I'm curious, how are charitable giving levels? I know nationwide charitable giving has been down. Is that something you're seeing or struggling with?
Well, yes, with the economy the way it is, with inflation and the ongoing food insecurity that has been increasing since COVID, businesses are in the same, in a lot of the same situation. So there's some that still have supply chain issues. There's some that still have health issues with employees. So yeah, some people that we used to be able to count on regularly aren't able to do that anymore, but other organizations and manufacturers have stepped up. But you know, there's always a need.
Wendy Henderson is a senior director of corporate partnerships with Feed the Children. Wendy, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much.
For more information about Feed the Children or ways you can support it, visit news.kgnu.org. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.